The parable that lies at the heart of our gospel this week from Luke chapter 18 seems at first glance to be describing a religious event. In reality, like the parable that begins chapter 18, which we heard last Sunday, the one about the widow and the corrupt judge, this parable also is really another lawsuit. Another way of saying this is that the Pharisee in the temple has turned what should be an encounter with God into a contest. His prayer, if we can call it that, consists simply of letting God know all about his various good points where he exalts himself by dumping on the tax collector. The tax collector, on the other hand, because of his small and simple faith, is able to see right through to the very heart of a great God as he casts himself on the divine mercy. Jesus reveals what the divine judge would say about this. It is the tax collector and not the Pharisee who returns home at rights with God. In other words, he was vindicated before the judge. God finds in his favor. The wider context of these two parables is the final law court, in which God's chosen people will be vindicated after their life of suffering, holiness, and service. Although each of us may have many enemies, both outside and inside, these parables declare that God will act to show us who his people truly are. At the present moment, it is not enough to simply look for the outward badges of virtue or the observance of the small details of God's law. God's intention is to put all the wrongs of the world to rights. If you want to see where this final vindication is anticipated in the present world, look for where there is genuine repentance and a genuine placing of oneself on the mercy of God. This one went home at rights with God. Those are among the most comforting words in the whole gospel. Grace and peace. This is Father Richard Healy from St. Paul's in Camden.